Okay, so we seem to have a few students out there, so maybe this is something that you know you've encountered before. Have you ever been given an assignment to write a paper, and sometimes you know the professor thinks, oh, well, I'm going to be cute, and I'm going to throw like two or three things that aren't related to each other and say somehow that each one of these things has to be in the paper? Have you ever had your teeth itch when you're digging around for something like that? You know, you're trying to figure out what's going on, and all of a sudden you think, well, maybe I'll write about this, that, or the other thing, and you find yourself, okay, well, maybe this is just Father Mike's craziness here, but, you know, you go to the grocery store and you're thinking about, well, maybe I'll write about watermelons, and all of a sudden everywhere you go for the rest of the day you see watermelons, or, you know, I mean, it's just something pops into your head and it won't leave you alone. Fortunately for us, this weekend with all of our readings, it's not like that. This weekend is one of those, you know, our readings for this Sunday are one of those wonderful times when the church actually has everything really in sync with each other. And sometimes, you know, I don't know if you guys have ever noticed, but there are 3 years that we concentrate on the Gospels. You know, we do Matthew, Mark, and Luke, you know, each and every year. And of course, during Easter and Lent, we always fall back on John. Those are the main ones that we hear. And then for the other readings, there's a two-year cycle for all of the non-gospel readings that go back and forth. So sometimes they don't match up, but today they really, really do. And here's the thing that we hear today. To be a follower of Jesus Christ, it's going to take some work. We're going to have to do some stuff. We can't just sit back and rest on our laurels. One of those things, you know, that can tend to happen is that we can fall into kind of a complacency in our spiritual lives and in our faith lives, where we think to ourselves, you know what, you know, I go to church every Sunday. You know, and if you're fortunate enough, you know, I put money in the basket, that ought to do it. Uh-uh. That's not what Jesus is telling us today. He's telling us today that if we are going to be, you know, one of his followers, we have to get out and do stuff. And I know, you know, there might be a tendency to think, well, you know, I'm not that person. Come on, Father Mike, I can't get up in front of a group of people like you do and talk. That's not necessarily what God's asking you to do. You know, he's given each and every one of us some gifts. Now, I know, you know, a few years back, I might have been hunting for those. And I think, you know, I was lucky enough to find the one thing that I could do is get up in front of a group of people and speak and not be terrified. But that's about as far as my talent goes, you know. I mean, much past that. But the church and we, you know, we here, we need a lot of people to do a lot of different things. And you might think, well, it still sounds awfully different, but really our second letter today is one that kind of sets the tone. Now, there's one thing you got to remember, you know, about St. Paul, is that while we hear and we read his gospel, you know, or his writings all the time, and you know, in the letters of the Bible and all of those type of things, we tend to think, wow, when that guy got up, he must have been a great preacher. Well, history kind of tells us that he had a squeaky voice, he didn't like talking to people, and then he wasn't the greatest at that. His strength was in writing. And yet he went out with the help of a few other followers of Christ. He changed the world. And here's one of the ways we can see in today's letter the way he did it. You know, he says, when I came to you, brothers and sisters, proclaiming the mystery of God, I did not come with sublimity of words or of wisdom. I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I came to you in weakness and fear and much trembling. And my message and my proclamation were not those of persuasive words of wisdom, but with a demonstration of the Spirit of power, that so that your faith might not rest in human wisdom, but on the power of God. And that's the neat thing. You know, it still might be, you know, each and every one of us has been given special gifts from God. Sometimes, you know, we're in the process of learning what those are, but each of us has something that we can do. I mean, it might not be, and it doesn't even have to be the big stuff. You don't have to be like Paul and go out, you know, and preach the gospel to everybody in the world and change the world forever. You know, for most of us in the church, it's a simple one-on-one type of thing. Our faith grows because we as Christians, you know, come together and we get strengthened here in Mass, and then we go out into the world and we share that love and we share that relationship that we have with Christ. You know, it could be something as simple as maybe you got a friend who's struggling with something, you know, here at school or maybe a friend at work or something. And, you know, you can see how difficult it is. You can throw out, just throw this out, you know, say, hey, you know what, when I start feeling, you know, the world starts beating me up a little bit and I need some help, it helps me if I go to church. And if you're smart, you can then add, you know, and even if you come, I'll throw in some food too. Now make sure you do it on a night that we're doing snacks after Mass. But, you know, the idea is that, you know, it's sometimes it can be that simple. We don't have to be the great people. I mean, who knows? Maybe some of you are good with computer stuff. Maybe some of you are good with writing. Maybe some of you are good with graphics. Maybe some of you can sing or play an instrument. You know, maybe some of you can get up and you can read at Mass or you know, help, like our gentleman here, you know, help us with the things that go on. But the idea is that, you know, God is calling us to get out and to do stuff. That's what he's talking about with this, you know, this idea that a lampstand cannot be put under a bushel basket. It needs to be set out where people can see it, where it can give life to all those, or light to all those in the house. You know, I know it sounds pretty scary, but it's one of those things. And this is the secret, is that once, you know, and you can ask all of the people who volunteer and who do things around church, is when we step out of ourselves, or step outside of ourselves, when we give of ourselves to others, which sometimes might be difficult and might be a lot of work, the payback is always much more than the outlay. You know, the fact that we know in a deeper way that God loves us and that we've helped, you know, our fellow people around is something that's amazing. So I'd like to challenge each and every one of you to sit down sometime during this week and actually ask yourself, what is it that I can do to help out? And then ask yourself the more important question, and the real one that Jesus is asking us today, is how come you're not sharing it with others?